KGO Radio News Time, 5:44, Wednesday edition of the KGO Afternoon News with Rosie Allen, Brett Burkhart. More news of the Bay, the West, and the world.
San Francisco Chronicle's circulation appears to be falling faster than other major U.S. newspapers. The strategy for winning back readers, printing the paper on high-quality, glossy print. And does this plan have a chance of working? On the KGO Live Line is Michael Stoll, journalism teacher and project director of sfpublicpress.org. It is a nonprofit organization focusing on San Francisco news. And welcome to KGO, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Is this just another gimmick for a dying paper, or is it likely to work? I mean, glossy sounds really good.
Well, from what I've read, and not all the details have come out, but it looks like they're going to be printing a new section called Ovation, which is a kind of higher class, higher quality features section looking at arts throughout the region. And that sounds exciting and interesting, and can't wait to see it.
So it's only going to be the features section and not the entire newspaper?
Well, it looks like they're also going to be doing the front page and section fronts in glossy. So it's going to have a brand new look, and it's going to probably be seen as a justification for the big change they made in switching from their own printing presses to an outside commercial press.
And so are they saving money on this deal, or is it cost more for the glossy print since they are now going to a different company to print, since they made so many cutbacks on the content?
Well, that's a big question. Hearst Corporation, which owns the Chronicle, is a private company, and they don't disclose their finances very often. But what is clear is that they really do care about how people perceive the quality of their printing. The quality did go up, although a lot of people said not as much as they were hoping to impart to the public.
I'm wondering if it's heavier. I mean, I'd hate to be the newspaper delivery person having to deliver a magazine type of newspaper.
Well, it's probably going to be heavier than it is now. Mm-hmm. Although it's probably not going to be nearly as heavy as in recent years when there was more advertising. The biggest issue facing the Chronicle and most other newspapers in the country is that advertising has plummeted in the last 2 to 3 years, and they're losing lots of money because a lot of advertising is going to the web. And so the newspaper is thinner. People see that it's a little more flimsy, and maybe stopping their subscriptions. And what they want to do is kind of stem that tide. The Chronicle lost about 25% of its circulation in the last year, which is much more than any other paper in the country. The average loss was about 10%.
But, you know, Michael, I think part of that is that the cost of the paper has gone up, and then you're getting a thin paper, and a lot of the information you can get online. So it's like a diminishing return.
You would think that, but the Chronicle's publisher and editor came out recently right after the announcement that they had lost 25% of their circulation and said, well, actually, our business strategy is not so crazy. They just raised the price of the paper again to a dollar, and they're working they're getting more revenue from subscribers at the same time that they're getting less revenue from advertisers, and they said that some months they're actually breaking even instead of losing money every month. So I think only time will tell whether that strategy will pay off and stop the loss of journalists and sections.
All right. Thank you very much. Michael Stoll, project director of sfpublicpress.org.